Hi everybody, this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm going to be your host for the next 55 minutes, and we will see what comes up and what we talk about this hour. I want to just give you some information first. If you're new to the show, I suggest that you go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and look and see what is going on here. This is based on the mystic science of the cards, which reveals the card deck is an ancient book of wisdom and an ancient book of time. The call-in number, and I will be taking calls, is 888-815-9756. And if you'd like to email me during the show, email to starofthemagi@earthlink.net, and I will keep my eyes open for emails coming in. Again, it's starofthemagi, starofthemagi, at earthlink.net. And the website is starofthemagi.com. You can sign up for the card of the day. And since my last radio show, I actually started a Facebook fan page for my first book, Cards of Destiny. And I'm posting little writings and quotes and the card of the day and whatnot on there. So if you want to, if you're on Facebook, I'd love it if you would join me and be a fan. It's Cards of Destiny is the name of the fan page, and which is the name of my first book. And, you know, I welcome communication there as well, so it's kind of fun. I just did that the other day, so it's exciting finding all these ways. I have a client who's amazing. She's the social media goddess of the universe, and she's been encouraging me, I should say, for quite some time to be doing things like this, and I've been avoiding it, but I decided, okay, I'll do it. And it's a nice way to connect and broaden the base to reveal to people the magic that is hidden in the card deck, which is tremendous, which is also why I've written two books and I'm working on a third one. There is so much wisdom hidden in the symbols and the numbers of the deck of cards. And you know, one time when I was writing my first book, I was doing research and I was looking for something. And I can't remember what it was now that I was looking for. But I came across a calendar from medieval times. And the calendar, it looked like a regular calendar, pretty much. And it had 7 days across. And it was, instead of numbers, there were card faces, but not like we see cards today. It was just the symbols. And whatever number that day was in the cards, it was a symbol, you know, a card that looked like that. It just blew my mind. And I really wish I would have printed that out, because I didn't. And I went back later and tried to find it. And I've gone back on the internet every so often and tried to find this image, and I haven't been able to find it again. The link that I had used originally, when I went to it, it was no longer functioning. So if anybody has knowledge of such an image, please email me the link. Because I was just fascinated by what I was seeing. As you know, Well, if you listen to my show, you know that I, you know, have a lot of different interests that I relate to the cards. And earlier on the on Facebook, I put out a message, and I should check and see if other people have responded to this. But I put out a message on Facebook about if you have anything you want me to talk about tonight on the radio, please let me know what it is. And someone who's very near and dear to my heart, who lives in Kauai, she said mermaids. So just out of curiosity, I looked up the word mermaid, and I was, you know, because we can determine the cards that are governing words, names, names of places, names of people, where we live, everything. And it's so accurate. It's mind-blowing. I used to write for a magazine when I lived on Kauai called Zento Magazine. And Zento means to begin a journey. This was such a lovely magazine. Oh, my gosh. It was so beautiful, and it was so loved. And by name, it was a Two of Hearts. And everyone loved this magazine. I think they made a mistake when they tried to go national and the whole thing fell apart. But when it was a free magazine in Kauai for 4 years, it did very, very well. And I had a column in that magazine called Oracle. And I wrote about different places, first in Kauai, and then the islands, and I wrote about the goddesses and legends and things. And what was so mind-blowing, because, you know, the legends in Hawaii, they've been around for such a long time, and the stories, are, most of them are just really very solid, and they're filled with wisdom. And when I would do the name of a place in the cards, because the cards has its own specific numerology that's associated with the alphabet, which I'll go over in a minute, the legends that were associated with the place were exactly like the life path of that card in the oracle. They always match up. And I think that's when I really became so fascinated with using the numerology of the deck and the way the cards associate with the alphabet, which is different than traditional numerology. Because everything I did was very specific. I'm in a business development class right now. And today the conversation was about finances, and people kept bringing up the IRS. So I did the IRS and the cards, and I see. So it's just interesting. Every single word. So when Amy sent me the note and said, talk about mermaids. I thought, well, look what mermaids are in the cards. And, of course, mermaids are the Four of Hearts, which sits in Neptune and Mercury together, which is, you know, Neptune is the god of the sea, and Neptune rules the unseen and the unknown, and spirituality, dreams, fantasies, everything that mermaids are associated with. And Mercury is all about communication and bringing things into the visible. So I thought, oh, how fascinating is that? That, you know, the word mermaids would be aligned in that way with, I'm trying to find her post, with the cards. So I did a show My last show, I talked about the country and the state of the country and what I thought. And I'm not going to go into that tonight because I did that last show. But I wanted to tell you, for those of you that didn't listen, that that show is in the archives. And you can go in there and listen to it if you like. Now, oftentimes when I start the show, I talk about the card that's governing the day, because I post this every day on my website. And I also, you can sign up for an email that will come to you that I send out every day, unless there's some technical difficulty or something. But today is the Two of Clubs day. And the Two of Clubs is a card that represents communication, our connecting one-on-one through our communication, through language, sharing our ideas, connecting with one another mind to mind. And this particular day, because it's governed by Scorpio, can be filled with mental complexity. And I don't know what your day's been like so far, but I've had a lot of thinking in my own head and conversations going on with myself that, you know, and it's that kind of day because the spirit card, the inner essence of this card, is the Ace of Spades, which is the card that reveals, you know, the unknown to us and awakens things that maybe we've known before and forgotten or left behind. Also reveals things that have been hidden. So, you know, today, confidence and determination were strong characteristics that could be used and still can be used, because for many of you, the day is still young. In any kind of situation having to do with communication, because the challenge side of the Two of Clubs is fear. And I think that for the club suit in general, this is often the case, partly because the club suit governs the mental realm. And the mental realm, the mind needs information for it to feel stable, for it to have clarity. That's how the mind stabilizes itself, by gathering information which it turns into understanding. And that understanding then has an effect on how we feel and our behavior. So the realm of the club suit is all about going more deeply into our thought and clarifying our thought with our intentions. And the Two of Clubs being a day of communication, I always say that this card teaches us that, you know, we have the power to use our language, which begins in our head. We have the power to use our language to create harmony or to create utter chaos and anything in between. And this is one of the lessons with this card, is to find the deepest connection that we have within ourselves that gives us a feeling of stability and peace and oneness, so that we have the perspective from a place of feeling safe and calm and still and clear to communicate in any situation, to create a harmonious interaction, you know. And that harmonious interaction always begins within our own mind. This card has the King of Clubs for its Mercury card, which gives it unlimited access to the mental realm. And with that Ace of Spades spirit card, it's also a bit of a magician. There's a magician living inside. If you're the Two of Clubs, who you really are is a magician that has, you know, an exalted awareness of the importance of love and compassion. because this card sits in Uranus and Saturn, it can be sensitive on a physical level, perhaps a more sensitive nervous system. And this comes from an acute perception and awareness of surroundings. So there's a lot of power and magic. You know, I have a friend in Kauai because I'm the King of Diamonds, and he always says, well, I'm only the lowly two, you know. And I don't believe in a lowly two or three or four. I think every card is packed with, you know, unlimited power and access to realms and areas of thought, feeling, and wisdom that no other card is. And so we're talking about the Two of Clubs right now. And to me, this card, it really carries a tremendous amount of wisdom, power, and ability to be like a magician. When we rise to the higher side of our cards and experience, you know, what we are here to learn, when we embrace our challenges and when we allow the wisdom that we know we hold to be expressed, then, you know, it's almost like life is like a flower. And it just keeps blooming and blooming and blooming. I think that's why, you know, in, I don't know if it's Hindi or the, you know, the lotus flower is used as a symbol of that awakening and that opening, because it's really what it's like. And I see the deck of cards like that for us, that, you know, each one of us has a very specific life path. And even if you share that life path, you share the same birthday with someone, and you have the same birth card and the same spirit card and the same soul card, it's a different experience for each one of us, because each one of us is perceiving our life and the life around us according to our experience and our intention and our own personal brand of determination, which is different for everyone. That's part of the reason I wrote Cards of Destiny. And, you know, it's because, and you know, that's like a little kiss on the cheek of what is really available as far as us understanding ourselves. You know, I was really directed when I didn't seek to have that book published. I had made a little coil bound book for me, and then everybody wanted one, and a literary agent was at somebody's house who had one, and he stopped in the middle of brunch and called me. In fact, that literary agent, who's my agent, he just released a book. I'm going to have him on my show pretty soon. His book is about 2012. But, you know, I was directed at the time to just write in a way that people would want to read, not only about themselves, but about other people. Because very often, we're more interested in knowing about ourselves, which I think is great, because the more we can know about ourselves and the more we can understand, the greater compassion we have for ourselves and other people. So that was a huge motivating factor for me in doing that. And it's part of, one of my friends said the other day, she said, why do you give away so much? You know, she goes, you're putting all this stuff on the internet and you give it away, and, you know, and at first I thought, do I need to think about this? You know, because it comes up a lot. I've been challenged by mentors and managers and all sorts of people about my behaviors with this. But to me, it's like I feel like I'm in service to this oracle. And so there's a certain giving that's important to take place. And I think that's true for all of us. If we have something we can share, it's, you know, we're always going to be taken care of if we give from our hearts. And, you know, we share what we know with love and kindness. And, I mean, I'm not giving everything away. If you want a reading with me, it's going to cost you. If you want to buy a book, it'll cost you. But I feel like, you know, there's an importance in us understanding each other. There's an importance in us understanding, you know, our children and our parents and, you know, our partners and our friends, and from a place of curiosity. For me, it's all about curiosity. When you start learning about this system, and you can look at people and you can see the spade or the diamond or the club or the heart there, right in front of you. You can see the six or the two or the nine. You know, it's always, the energies are very distinct. And the more time you spend with the system, the more obvious those things become. I used to have a friend that would always say there are only 44 models of human beings. And we're one of those 44. And And I thought, you know, I think there's 52. Or maybe 45, but there are 52. And then there's the Joker who holds it all. Now, if you are on Facebook, go to my fan page, Cards of Destiny, and I posted this animation on there that is so cool. And I have to contact this guy and see how he came up with this. But he did an animation with a deck of cards. And of course it starts out with the Ace of Spades. And the Ace of Spades is the card that represents the deck. And it's this incredible animation with a castle made of cards and the Queen of Hearts and pirate ship. And, you know, I don't want to tell you everything about it, but I highly recommend that you go and look. I'm going to try to see if I can figure out how to get it onto my website. Sorry, somebody else was calling in. So, anyway, if you are on Facebook, you might want to go check it out. It's very cool. And the reason I thought about it is because I started to talk about the Joker, and the Joker is so misunderstood. The Joker is Alpha and Omega. The only birthday for the Joker is December 31st. So the Joker sits, you know, right at the end of 1 year, between the end and the beginning. He's Alpha and Omega. He's a bridge from the past to the future. And he embodies all of that. It's like a ribbon of time that goes through that, because the numeric value of the Joker is zero. Now, earlier, I was talking about the alphabet. So, I'm going to talk about this real quick. And then I want to invite anybody that wants to call in. And I don't know, but I want to invite anyone that wants to do that to do that. So the Joker, or the numeric value of the cards, aligns with the alphabet. There are 52 cards. And there are 26 letters. There are 26 lowercase letters, and there are 26 uppercase letters. So that's 52. So each letter, each lowercase letter, and each uppercase letter is assigned a card. And starting with lowercase a, going through to z, and then uppercase a, going through uppercase z. Starting with the heart suit, with the ace of hearts, because there is an order in the suits. It's the heart suit, then the club suit, then the diamond suit, and then the spade suit. So each letter has a card associated with it because each of the cards has a numeric value, 1 through 52. So from the ace of hearts to the king of spades. So when you write down your name, like my name, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, is a 10 of spades. And when I do compatibility reports with people, I look at the composites. My second book, Love and Destiny, is based on this system in this way. I look at the composite cards, the cards that are actually governing the relationship. And then I look at the aspects between them. And I look at the names as well. Because all of those aspects determine, they give us a full picture of our compatibility and how we relate with each other. And people always ask me, well, you know, which cards am I compatible with? And, you know, does your book... see things that way. I believe that every person we draw to us and every person we are drawn to is very specific in time. I believe there is a reason for it, whether it's one moment on the street or a whole lifetime, and absolutely everything in between. So my book is not about you compatible or not. It's about what are the opportunities that are brought forth when you come into contact with this person. What are the lessons? What are the gifts? You know, what are the challenges? What are the opportunities? What are the things you need most to for this connection to thrive? Is it the best connection for a love relationship? Maybe not. Some of them aren't. However, that doesn't mean they're not meant to be. It's when we make up stories about what's happening that we get ourselves entangled. And entanglement is not a lot of fun. I believe that it's through our relationships that we learn about ourselves. Certainly for me it is. I mean, I see myself reflected in everybody. I used to give my four of spades of friends a really hard time. And they're all born on May 2nd. And my Neptune card. So, you know, I'm going to see what I want to see, and that's that. And I remember one day saying, you know, and I realized that they're fixed. And so when I was coming up against that, it was like that me that becomes, you know, fixed in attitude sometimes. Now I look with my eyes wide open and with curiosity when I'm in conversation with my four spade friends. You know, and I'm like, it completely changed my response to them. Because I needed to embrace that part of myself. Anytime we come up against someone, I'm absolutely sure it's something that's being reflected back to us about ourselves that we're not aware of, or we're in denial. So the relationships and what's revealed through the cards in them, it's so incredibly valuable. To me, well, my book is written so that you, my book, Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationship, it's written in a way that you can apply that information to any kind of relationship. It's not limited to love relationships. You can translate it into anything, you know, and child. And also when you read those reports about the relationships, they also reveal who you are when you're in a relationship, who I am when I'm in a relationship, what is brought forth. Because, you know, we're all connected, whether we think so or not. It doesn't matter what our beliefs are, our, you know, religions are, our political views are, all of that stuff, I believe, those things are distractions to keep us from really being with ourselves and each other. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with any of them. I'm not judging them. Because it's part of what we do here in the world. However, it's the separation and the judgment. And the separation comes from the judgment. That is the problem. I just heard a little interview with Obama earlier, and they asked him, are you going to run for office in 2012? And he really said he didn't know, that he didn't want to be making his choices and decisions right now based on how he would position himself to be reelected. That, you know, that wasn't where he wanted his feet to be or his focus, that he wanted to try as much as he can, and that if he does a good job and he's doing something worthwhile by that time, then perhaps he would run. But if he's not, then he wouldn't, you know? And it was like, whoa, that is so great, you know? And he's the Nine of Diamonds. And so is George W. Bush. You know, if you've listened to me, you've heard me go on about these people before. But, you know, it's like, which road are we going to take? I mean, the Nine of Diamonds can become very determined with their agendas. And I remember saying to my son during the when they were campaigning, I said, oh, my God, you know, Obama's the Nine of Diamonds. You know, what if, you know, he turns into a dictator? And my son said, well, maybe we need a good dictator, you know, that just says, no, you can't do that anymore. Yes, you can do this. And, you know, the bottom line is, I don't know how much control anybody has when they're in that office or any other office. And if it were up to me, I would do away with government completely and the IRS. But, you know, It's not up to me, unfortunately. I'd like to run for president. I would change things drastically, but then I'm just, you know, it's not possible. It's not possible to change anything, really. Maybe little teeny things here and there. And I don't know at what cost. I mean, I just don't know at what cost that happens. I feel like the opportunity right now is for people to come together. And I talked about this last week when I was looking at the cards of the country. It's like the opportunity is for people to come together in a way that, you know, we become we the people again. Oh, I want to invite everybody to go to Free the Children, to the website Free the Children. I don't know if it's .org or .net or .whatever, but if you Google Free the Children and check it out, it may be something that you want to support. But, you know, I feel like we need to free the people. I mean, what they're doing is really wonderful. And it was started by a 12-year-old boy some time ago, you know. And he and his brother are still going strong. And they're making a huge difference in educating children and changing the cycle of poverty, which is profound, you know. We need to become that strength for each other in our communities and, you know, in our neighborhoods in a way that we make a difference and we live like we used to live. I remember, you know, I moved back to Chapel Hill, North Carolina 7 months ago. I remember when I lived here 20 years ago that, you know, there was a farm where, you know, they traded food for services or food for other food. There was still that mentality happening. And it's not that far off from there now here. There's a lot of qualities about how life is lived here that are really favorable. You know, this time with the card show for our country, and I feel like that reflects for the world because the United States is the cancer. I wonder what Africa. I know I've done this before. I got to do this. 27, 6, 18, 9, 3, 1, 4, 13, 19, 27, 34, 5, 60. Oh, of course. I've done this before. Africa's a mother. She's a queen of hearts. Queen of hearts is the mother of life. She is the compassionate mother of love and birth. And she definitely calls everyone from all over the world, doesn't she? To assist her. So I'm wondering if I'm getting calls and I'm not seeing them because I don't have my little window open here. And I have to see if I can open that up. Because if people are waiting to talk to me, I can't see it. I'm not sure how I do that. Gosh, I have no idea. I'm on Skype. And it's kind of new to me to do this way. So, I'm so afraid that somebody's waiting there. No. Seth, can you hear me in the studio? Everybody, sorry about that. I was trying to find the chat window and I hit the mute button. So if I disappeared, that's what happened. The complexities of the Two of Clubs day. So if you want to call in, we have like, how much longer? 10 minutes. Number 888-815-9756. If you live in the Raleigh area, I'll or anywhere within
Hello.
However far you want to travel. I am doing a live workshop on the first week of December.
I listen to
I'm doing a free introductory evening in Raleigh. This information's on my website. I'm doing a free introductory evening at 7 p.m. on Friday the 4th. And then I'm doing 2 half-day workshops that make up a whole workshop on Saturday and Sunday. So let me give you the hours of that because I have them right here. So Friday night is at 7 o'clock, and this is at the Healing Group Health and Wellness Center in Raleigh. And the hours are Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Saturday the 5th, and Sunday the 6th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. So I broke it up in 2 days, the 8-hour workshop, so that it's not too overwhelming. It's a lot of information, and you learn a lot. And there's a nice workbook. Participants will receive also a CD set of the whole workshop. And then I'll also offer those CDs for sale on my website after. But to be there, and you know, it's a really great way to have the morning of the first day and the afternoon of the second day, because then you get a time to rest and digest and come up with questions, and I also give you time to interact during the workshop. So if you want more information about that, if you're on my Card of the Day list, there's a link there. Also, there's a link on Facebook, and the information of where to call is on my website. But I'll give you the number right now. The person to call is Donna Williams, and her number is 919-803-4406. You do have to pre-register. You can use a credit card if you want to. The space is limited, so people are registering ahead of time to secure their space. Also, if you've never listened before and you want to sign up for the Card of the Day, you do that on my website, starofthemagi.com, and you'll receive the Card of the Day every day. And then when I'm doing things like that or offering something new, I always have it listed on there so that you know what's going on. I have a couple of other things coming up, but I think I'm going to wait till they're actually something you can obtain before I talk about them. So, the next few days are really powerful days, and I want to talk about them a little bit. Because tomorrow's an Ace of Clubs day. We are in Scorpio. So, and the reason I'm doing this is so that you can think ahead a little bit. Lots of changes happening tomorrow. Where are we still? Are we still in Scorpio? Yeah. New things. Pay attention to any messages that come your way. Changes are coming. The day after that, we have the King of Hearts. And, you know, I always think that, you know, when we're in the energy of, you know, this time of year, the heart suits are really coming into full swing in November and December. You know, they don't start until the 30th of June. And this is a time when we turn inside and we gather with each other. The hearts teach us about humanity and love, feelings and our connections with one another, and the importance that we hold for each other in that way. So each one of the hearts has something very
newsletter filled with information about the upcoming
teach us.
For travel schedule, seminar presentations,
and when we hit the 20th, we've got the King of Hearts, then the Queen, then the Jack, then the Ten. You know, and we're going all the way down to the Three of Hearts
at DelphiInternational.com.
Through the rest of this month.
You can also go to her website, www.DelphiInternational.com,
and review past publications.
Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna.
With ourselves and our relationship with each other during that time. And also, you know, the opportunity is tapping our capacity to give to those who are less fortunate, to those who are in need. You know, there are a lot of people right now, I think I saw yesterday that 1 billion people are at risk of starving to death right now. And there are a lot of people that have nothing right now. No work, no home, you know, no money. So I think during this season of the heart rule days, I want to ask myself, you know, what can I do today to contribute in some way to someone else? What can I give of myself that'll make a difference for somebody else? Whether it's, you know, my time, my help, my money, whatever it might be, how can I contribute to the security of human life and people on the planet, children, adults, doesn't matter. Everybody is there for us to give to. So I feel like that's what the hearts teach us, is how to be in love and how to have compassion, because that is the high side of the heart suit. The realized heart knows compassion and lives from a place of compassion. So let's all find a way to give, contribute, support someone or something that supports others. So I want to thank you for listening today, and I invite you to connect with me through email or call me, and I'm happy to communicate. I love knowing who's out there. It's always wonderful for me. And I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, because I don't know if I have a radio show between now and then. What's today? I do not. So, have a wonderful holiday time. And I wish you oceans of love and billions of blessings. Bye.